putting your mouth on today's Daf Pei Tes. And here we are, Mitzvah Shabbos.
Is it a pet?
Is it a pet? Oh, then it's all right. As long as it's not your foot in your mouth. Okay, but we were up till Daf Pei Tes on the base, the closing two lines. V'yomer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Tudatim. V'yomer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. B'sha'a sh'ala Moshe l'maron. Amru malachei asharet lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam. Ma l'yelud isha b'neinu. What in the world is a human doing here? Amar lem l'kabel toraba. Amru l'fanav. What? Chamuda gnuza. שגנזו לך 974 דורות קודם שנברא העולם. This is ridiculous. You said the vatsiva la 1000 dor. Lamaisa the Torah ends up being given 26 dors. Which means that it must have, we have to subtract 26 from 1000. This is 1000 dor. Apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it wasn't going to be able to proceed long enough without it. So these, as the Gemara Chagiga says, these are the Tatka'ad Deres that have to be sort of cut off quickly. So those Tatka'ad Deres is what they're referring to over here. So apparently your Torah came before the Bria 974 Deres before, with the other 26 gives us 1,000. And Atama Vakesh Litnala Basar Vadam, you're going to take something so choshev and give it to this humus over here. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, בן אדם כי תתקדנו? השם אדוננו מועד ישים לך בכל הארץ, אשר תנא אותך לשמיים. Take the Torah, which is your hod, this of course is with a carne hod of Meish Rabbeinu, and put it over the Shamayim, not on earth.
The door generally is a changing thing. What's changing in a non-created world?
What could have been there?
What could have been there?
Actually, the Gemara Chagiga says that those doras actually did appear, and they were placed between other doras, and they're the ones that always cause all the chaos and problems, because they don't really belong there. In any event, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Achzer lahem teshuvah. Moshe, answer them. אמר לפניו ריבוננו של עולם מתיירי אני שם יספוני בעבר שבפיהם. I can't answer these guys. I mean, all they need to do is give me one roar, they'll burn me up. אמר לו זה הקדוש ברוך הוא, told them, אחוז בכיסא כבודי וחזור להם תשובה. Hold on to the כיסא הכובד, which will protect you, and answer these guys. Now this is not a small issue, even though the Gemara, you know, often presents rather cosmic themes and very childish ways. This is an exceedingly important issue because it actually goes back to the very birth of Moshe and before. You know that the birth of Moshe, as the Gemara tells us, is referred back to at the time of the Mabul, B'shigam Hu Basar. B'shigam Hu Basar appears at the same time as the Gzeir of the Mabul, V'yuyam Mav Me'av Esrim Shana, which was at the same time as the B'nei HaElohim. The Bnei Elohim were malachim that came lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, what is this human jazz over here? Ma enosh kitizkerenu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, you think you can do a better job? They said, yes. So they were sent down to earth, and they were the ones who ended up screwing everything up. Leikulam nashim mikol asher b'charo. It ended up that mortality was too much for them. It was much too exciting down here. This is a famous theme throughout literature, but this is its marker. Moshe Rabbeinu needs here to address that problem which was at the beginning. And the truth is that this is very much a little bit of the way the Gemara is putting it over here is a very cute game, because actually the first time the Malachim say this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasa Adam Betzalmenu, which is a question to the Malachim. What do you think about this idea of creating Adam? So Adam says, well, what's it? The Malachim say, what's it all about? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. So they say, what? That? What would you want that for? So there it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his pinky, kevayachol, sticks it next to the Malachim, and blows them up. Of course, it's here what Moshe Rabbeinu is claiming is going to happen to him if he doesn't hold on to the kisei. And this happens three times. So then he creates another group of malachim who say the same thing. And they also get blown up. The third group of malachim say, you know what? Didn't do the first two groups very much to complain. It's your world. Do whatever the heck you please. If you think it's a good idea, so go create this idiot. So now, this is the first time that any serious solution is being offered to the malachim, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu now has got to, this is a moment which basically all of history hinges upon, because it's the answer to Nazar and Betzalmenu, really. They now have to come to learn to be Mechavev Adam, rather than to laugh at the whole idea. Otherwise you don't have an answer to Nasa Adam, which was always holding as a question in my Sabratius. So Adam is always hanging up there, yes or no? That's the Yom HaShishi reference as well, right? Shamayim, Eretz, Yorao, V'Shakot, as we had before.
Were the malachim created in this era, was that before? I mean,
what, those malachim?
Any malachim, were they before?
No, Bereshis is Yom Echad, Yom Shele Echad, says Rashi, before the Bria of Malachim.
So malachim are part of this?
They're part of Bria, of course. So, Moshe Rabbeinu has to answer them. Amar lefanav, but he doesn't speak to them. He speaks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't speaking to malachim. This is like the guys that go and say these slichas to Malachi, Malachi Racham. He speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam, Torah she'ata noten li, ma k'tiv ba? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeitzicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then he turns to the Malachim, he says to them, gentlemen, what's this Mitzrayim? The Mitzrayim are out of them. The Paro Ishtabaratem. What are you going to do with this Torah? Torah Loma Teilachem. Shuv Machtiv. What else? Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. What kind of nonsense is that for guys like you? Bein Amim Atem Shruyim Shovdim Avodah Zarah. I mean, what possible influence could there be for you to make the mistake of Avodah Zarah? Shuv Machtiv Azokhor Yom HaShabbat Lekatsho. What does Shabbat mean to you guys? What, you do Malacha? You're going to be Shovet B'Malacha. What a waste. I mean, kum atem osim malacha, shatem tzuchim shvut. And then it says, lo tisa, what is lo tisa? I mean, what, you make shvuas, you have business problems, they take you to court, masav amatan yesh b'nechet, waste of time. Shuv makti b'kaveda davich v'timecha, you got a father? You got a mother? What are you going to do with this? Shuv makti v'lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, what's all of this? You have jealousy that could possibly lead you to interrelationship problems over here. That you're going to take somebody else's wife. Miyad odulo laKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right. How do we know that? Because the first time, it's a very strange tehila. It says, Hashem Adonenu Moad Yeshimcha B'chol HaHoretz Ashetno Hotcha LaShamayim. So then, after that, that pasuk is repeated. The only thing is, this time it says Hashem Adonenu Moad Yeshimcha B'chol HaAretz. It doesn't say Hashem Tzmaotcha LaShamayim. So apparently they gave up on that argument. Hashem Adonenu Moad Yeshimcha B'chol HaAretz. It's true. Before it was a kasha. Well, Moad Yeshimcha B'chol HaAretz. What good is going to be your shame on the Aretz? Tzmaotcha LaShamayim. But then they repeat it because they were made it in Moshe. Obviously, this is very serious stuff. He actually becomes an Ish Dvarim after defeating the last of the Malachim. Who's the last of the Malachim? Who's the last one to survive from Og? When does he write Sefer Dvarim? Acharei HaKotor et Og. That's when he becomes a speaker. The last of the descendants of the Bnei HaElohim was Sichon VaOg. Og was the final one. The reason that Og, that's why he was terrified of Og. The reason he was terrified of Og is that Og was the only one that had a serious argument. The other ones, it was easy to defeat. Because Og had succeeded. Obviously, this argument is stupid. On the level that it's presented over here. The kasha that the Malachim had was his answer. What do they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Your Torah existed before there was any need for physical expression of the ideas in Torah, right? As a matter of fact, in other Midrashim it's expressed, Torah she'ayta ketuva lefanecha alpayim shona ve'eish chora agabe yesh levona ve'ata mevakesh litna labasar v'dam. What kind of nonsense? So what were they asking? That the Torah is conceptual. It's a, if you want to reduce it to particular contingencies that occur in one little planet somewhere, off in some rock in the middle of nowhere, what's the point? So what does he answer them? I mean, that's what they said back to him. You idiot, that was the question. Well, what is this Avaim business? Explain it. I have no idea what an Avaim is. But you explain it to them. Oh! Why didn't you say so? The fourth principle, you mean. Existence dependent on other existences is meant by, et cetera, et cetera. So that was our kasha. What do we need this absurd? What, you need a biology to express issues like that? So clearly, I mean, the issue over here is it possible to utilize something which is conceptual and to assert it over a system, right? None of the other malachim succeeded in doing that, except Og. That's why it's called a palit. Og becomes a servant to Avram Avinu. He becomes Eliezer Eved Avram. He succeeds, to Medrash, he succeeds in escaping the model.
He was Eliezer.
How does he succeed in escaping the model? Obviously, he must have been successful. Yeah, but I'm saying, but what does that mean? It means that he was successful to be the equivalent of Nayak in terms of the B'nai Elohim. So that, and he's the one that succeeds in escaping the war with the, at the time of Stone, Vayovo HaPalit, and he's the one that gets Avram Avinu's host in Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael, which the Eretz HaRefidim, obviously Moshe is terrified. But this is the moment prior to the actual destruction of Og, in which this serious question that has been going through all through my Bereishis about whether Adam is a significant thing is finally being addressed. So let's not be mezalzel in it. In any event, they were immediately made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
According to the Ezra, after the Palit came, it says, Vayarag et Chadichav, and that's...
No, can't go argue with the Medrash.
Fine.
Right.
You know why it worked. I don't understand. What's your question?
He just came back, he was a Palit, he was the one to tell me.
Well, that's why he was Vayarek. I mean, the guy must have been turning green already. He just got there. All right. No, come on. You see, it doesn't say at that point. Apparently, Moshe Rabbeinu had won the argument. And not only that, but this turnabout was so successful that it became clear to the Malachim, because that's the only solution. Now, there's only two ways out of this. Either, in fact, Adam is just an expression of one of the multiple possibilities of what the Torah could be, or you need to start from the bottom up in order to have a Bria at all. That's the main problem. The truth is that's the difference between Christianity and Judaism, ultimately, right? In the deepest sense, Christianity believes that the world is meant to come from the top down. That's why they're creationists, they can't stand evolution. That's why they believe that humanity is doomed. And all of their absurd arguments. The need for grace, it's impossible to come to an Olam HaTikun without Yoshka Pippa coming along, making it work for you, and so on and so forth. That's basically the Taina Ma'inash Kitis Kareno that reached its heights in Calvinism. But Behemoth Minus Kitis Kareno, humanity is born in sin and doomed, etc. Right? Whereas Klal Yisrael's vision is exactly the opposite from Avram Avinu. The understanding is that you need to build the world from bottom up, and that it's the very fact that it manages to discover itself that makes Bria meaningful. Which is why you have to have it self evolve, self form, and self organize. That's the point of Avram Avinu. So this question is central to understanding all of my separations. There's only two ways. Either the Malachim don't exist except because of Adam, or Adam can't really exist except as puppets, so to speak, of Malachim. The only thing that happened over here to Malachim, once they realized, once they had to give in to Moshe, and not say, Tanohot Kala Shomai, then they fell in love with Moshe. Up until this point, a Malach is not capable of love, obviously, with a child. You can't fall in love with something that has no connection to you. A Malach, by definition, as the Rambam points out, no Malach could be the same as any other Malach, or it would be the same entity. If you have two Malachim that are the same, then they are the same. Because you don't have any dimensional space in which you can separate them. You only have a conceptual space. So a Malach that fulfills exactly the same coordinates in a conceptual space as any other is the same as the other. How can you possibly separate between them? But that precludes love by definition. The same way that you can't love something that is completely without any connection to your experience of existence. It's an absurd thought. At this moment, for the first time, a Malach became capable of love because he recognized that Adam subsumes Malachim. Therefore, all of the Malachim fell in love with Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Miyad, at that particular moment, Kol Echad V'Echad Naseh Lo Ohev, every one of them became his best lover, U'Masah Lo Davar, each Malach gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu that thing which was their particular keach. And we see this because it says, Alita Lamorom Shavita Shevi Lakakta Matanot De Adam. They were making fun of the fact that you were an Adam. And they were saying, well, you're just made out of protoplasm, you stupid nobody. But then, because of the schar that you were an Adam, so then you ended up, because of that Adam taking, B'schar Shekarucha Adam, they ended up giving you everything. Lakakta Matanot. And even the poor Malach HaMavis had to give him over the secrets of when he acts and how he acts. But Shenema Vayitena Taktoret Vayechaper Ala'am. I ask you, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that you can use Ketoret after the outbreak with Korach, and you can use it to stop the Malach HaMavis? Does it say that in the Torah anywhere? All the experiences we had with the Ketoret up until this time were pretty disastrous. I mean, to the point, as Rashi brings it apart, people were saying the Keteris must have some kind of cyanide in it. Every time they burn it, people die. So he goes and he sends on and he says, spread out the Keteret. Listen, I'm scared to have you here. Your father tells me over all these kashas you ask, you're going to stump me, and then they're going to go get somebody else to say to Daf Yomi. You promise you won't hurt me? So therefore, the only explanation of how it is that Moshe Rabbeinu must have found this out is the Malach HaMavis must have told him. I mean, who else knows? And therefore, if the Malach HaMavis hadn't told him that the Ketoret is Otzer the Magefa, how would Moshe know? So this must have been the Matana that the Malach HaMavis gave him. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the moment Moshe took the Torah, he's coming down to earth. Satan comes along to be mekatrik, to try to prevent. They should go back already. And then the Tosis brings that the Satan indeed was mutra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matred him, b'shas matan Torah, to make sure that he couldn't be mekatrik during that moment. So there shouldn't be anything that would come between the Nazareth. But afterwards, there was kitruk already. So, what happened over here? The Torah has been sent down to earth. Ask the earth, speaking of which, a tenth planet was discovered today. Very interesting, yeah. 1.5 times the size of Pluto. This will mark the day the Daf was said on the tape. Huh? Has it been named yet?
Yeah, but it's Shai Kadak, you know.
So, I'll bet it's 97 AUs away from the Earth. That's a little bit too far for a planet, probably.
Yeah, huh?
Pluto is 40. This is 97. That means it's more than double the distance of Pluto. That's might as well be Shai to another star. Huh? The normal way. They actually caught it. They caught it occluding a star or moon. Anyway, so that's exciting. So the Sultan didn't know about that at this time. So, okay, the Oret said, I don't know where it is. Elohim Evin Darka. I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the Derek of the Torah. I can't figure it out. Alak etzol yam, maybe. May figure maybe it's in the watery part of the earth. Amarlo, no, ain't imadi. I don't got it. Alak etzol tahom. Amarlo, ain't be. All of these are psukim. Tahom amarlo bihi. Yam amar ain't imadi. Right. In other words, the ability to be shaleit with the whole vision of Torah. Where is that? He came up and sensed everything is gone over here. It's got to be some. It's got to be in some kind of process. That's why it's haydin darka. And now became a process rather than a closed thing. So avadon v'mavet. These are all continuous psukim. I mean, they're not in order, but they're psukim the same parak in Iyov. Avadon v'mavet amru bozneinu shamanu shim'a. We've heard something about it. Chazav amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, I don't understand. Chipasti b'chol ha'aretz, I've looked all over the earth, v'lo metzatia. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Satan, did you try ringing Moshe's doorbell? I mean, go to Ben Amram. Lech etzel Ben Amram, talak etzel Moshe. Amar lo Torash natan lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eichani. Amar lo, what are you crazy? Me ani, what? I'm going to have the Torah. You got to be out of your mind. Mani shenatan li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening into this. Says, what? Moshe, what are you? A phony over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar lo Moshe. Moshe badayeta. Amar lo fanav rivono shel Olam. What do you expect? Chamudag nuza yesh lecha. Shehata mishtasheha ba bechol yom. The Torah is your plaything. It's the sweetest thing you have. Ani achzik tova la'atzmi. I'm going to say that I have it. All I could say is, Mani, well, what am I? How could you possibly think such a thing? Since you wanted to make yourself less, tikare al-shimcha, now the Torah is going to be called yours. Shinema zikru torat Moshe avdim. And this becomes Sefer Dvarim, essentially, which is the Dvarim of Moshe, particularly as opposed to the words of HaKadosh Baruch, which is, of course, at the same point, Akrei HaKoto
et Og. The Malachi's word, Zichru Torah Moshe, means Torah.
No, I'm saying that particular element, where do we see that the Torah as a whole is accessible only as Moshe words, is in Dvarim.
So Satan and
Yetzirah,
I mean.
Satan and Yetzirah.
So basically the same thing?
Yeah.
Even though one refers to
Yetzirah.
So, I'm sorry,
Malach HaMavis. It says, who's Satan, who's Yetzirah, who's Malach HaMavis? Yoreh V'mazdim, when the person goes down and gets him excited, then he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mazdim, and then he gets it in, and he does a job.
So the Malach HaMavis element earlier, he kind of knew it, but now he comes down as Satan,
that's
a different...
Of course, yeah, different Gilgal. V'yomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'sha'ah she'alah Moshe l'marom, as we know from the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva and so on, matzo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu she'aya kosher k'tarim l'otiyot. He finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing the little on Shatnez Gatz, the little crowns that are coming out of the top of the oysters. So he's looking. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you looking at? Ain't shalom birchava? You don't know how to say hello, but you just come here and stare. Amar lefanav kum yesh evet shenotein shalom l'rabo. I didn't think it was appropriate. I mean, you were busy. I'm going to say shalom. Amar l'sudan hayalach alazreini. So why didn't you help? We just sit there watching like that. So miyad amalo, of course it doesn't mean miyad literally, but in other words, the next time that it was necessary, what Ezra could he possibly have given? As Rashi says, he could have given him a brocha, shetatzliach b'malach techa. So he could have been mispalo. So next time, when it was necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find a way to be matzil klal Yisrael at the time of the maraglim, so indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'ata yigdal na kayach Hashem kasher dibarta. Like you said, I should help you. So I'm helping you. You should be strong, and manage to do this properly. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My dechsev, vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe. What's the lashon of boshesh? We know that boshesh applies in the same way the word busha does, a certain hesitancy, a reluctance. So Boshesh, we know we find by the mother of Sisra, Shemadua Boshesh is in Merkav Tolov, is there's a busha, so to speak, where when they were by Eglon, they were waiting Ad Bosh. So there, or this is really the reason why a spider is called an Akabish. It's mit akev ad bosh, because it sits there waiting, even beyond the point that it doesn't assert itself. It waits. It's all point to the web, or even those that don't make a web. They wait. They don't go out to get. They wait till something comes along. So, but in any event, so much for the language tonight. So, why does it say boshesh, Moshe? Al tikrei boshesh ela boshesh. The sixth hour had come. Because b'sha'ah sh'alam Moshe l'marom amar lam Yisrael l'sof 40 yom b'tchilat sheish ani ba. At the end of 40 days, I'm going to be down at the beginning of the sixth hour. L'sof 40 yom ba satan v'yirvevet ha'olav. The satan comes, turns the world upside down, brings darkness, narof, and so on and so forth. Amar lahem Moshe Rabchen Echanu, so where's your guy Moshe over here you're making such a big fuss over? Amru lo, ala lamarom. Amar lahem, really, it's awfully dark outside, it's almost shkia. Those sheish. They didn't believe him. Lo yishkicha alav. I'm telling you, Moshe died. Lo yishkicha alav. Ara lahem dmut mitato. And he showed them a vision of a coffin containing Moshe floating across the sky. Immediately it says the Ve'akilo Aharon, and they are obviously pointing to something, because they say, Kizeh Moshe Aish, where are they pointing to? What do you mean this? What do you mean Moshe Aish? They're pointing to him. Must be that the Satan had showed them something to point to. Now the Maisa Rashi learns that the Irvuv of the Satan was not to make it look like it was later than the sixth hour. Rashi learns that this goes back to the Yom Echad Oisid Meshav Midaitai, they thought he meant that it was 40 days including that day. So it would be on the 40th day at Sheish. Lamaishi only came down on the 41st day from that day, because he of course meant Yomim Shleimim, the same way he had been Derish. Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Yomim Shleimim, so it didn't count this day. And therefore there was a toast. The toast is tiny, is that messes up the whole structure. If he went up on Shiva, then how did he come down on Shivasar? From Shiva B'Sivan to Shivasar B'Tammuz is 40 days including Shiva, 24 additional days till the end of Sivan rather, and then you have Iyar, which is Chasar, and then Tammuz. That doesn't work out. Neither would the Aliyah on the Yotes work out to come out on the Yom Kippur. This has got a lot of problems with this. Well, Maisa doesn't explain what the Yirv of Ailam is either. What do we need the Yirv of Ailam according to this approach? Omla Yahumir Abonan L'Rev Kahana. Misha Mielacha Mai Har Sinai. Do you have a Kabbalah? What's the meaning of those words, Har Sinai? Why is it called Sinai? Because there were tons of Nisim on Har Sinai. Really? So why wasn't it called Har Nisi then instead of Har Sinai? I mean, what we have to, but I have to reverse the words. So then, Har Nisoimi Boile. All right, so it was a Har Shanasa by Simon Tavli Yisrael. And you could have called Har Siminoi. Why is it called Har Sinai? Or Marley. So I see you don't know. Stop making up reasons. My time of Oshkiach Kameder of Popper, from the Brevity of Yeshua, that's what I'm trying to get through to you, that you never study by the right people. You should come to Shir by Rav Popper, by Rav Unabrev of Yeshua. The Ma'ani Bagadata, they know how to explain Agadata. Rav Chist and Robert Brev of Unadamit Avayu, my Har Sinai, why was it called Har Sinai? Har Shiyarda Sin Allah Akum Alav. Sinai is a lotion of Sinav, hatred. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially offered the entire world, Torah, anybody that rejected the Torah became hateful. How do you reject the Torah? It's one thing, okay, so you don't on your own, you don't come to search out for the Torah. You're given an opportunity, you turn it down. So that was the Yerida of Sina to the world. Vayned Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Chamisha Shemot Yeshlo. There are actually five names to Har Sinai. Now, it isn't really five names to Har Sinai. As Tosis points out, all of these places are very different. clearly we can bring rayas from this week's parsha, this coming parsha, that they're entirely different places. Some of them are full 10, 12 masos away from each other. But Tosfos says that actually, I mean, if you consider the fact that we call the different parts of that desert different names, it's all one desert. It's not that there's a significant geographical or topographical or climate differences between them. So why, in a sense, you could say all of these names apply to the entire desert that Klal Yisrael went to. That must be the way to understand the Gemara. Why do we find this element expressed and that element expressed? So, therefore, we have to recognize that it has five names. It's called Midbar Tzin, it's called Midbar Kadesh, it's called Midbar Ktemot, it's called Midbar Paran. What does each one of these mean? So Midbar Tzin is a lashon of Tzivui. Midbar Shenitztavu Yisrael Alav. Midbar Kadesh, that's obvious. Midbar Shenitkatshu Yisrael Alav. Midbar Ktemot Shenitna Keduma Alav. That which came prior to the world, the Torah was given on this place. Midbar Paran, Sheparu Le'avu Aleha. It was the place where they reproduced. Rashi's must be that the Shuvu Lachem La'alechem, just like we found by Shlomo HaMelech, when they had been Poresh during those the days of the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, which included Sukkot and Yom Kippur and so on. So they all went home and they found their wives Tehereites, and each one of them had a Ben Zohar. It must be, says, I don't know where it's Marumas, but it must be that that's what the Gemara means. So they reproduced in it, therefore it's called Paran, for Rosh Hashanah of Arabia. Midbar Sinai, Shiyarda Sinala Akram Allah, but those are all names that express the ideas. But what was the real name? Mashmo Chorev Shmo. The real name was Chorev. This is Har Chorev. Now this is different than Rabbi Yavu's approach. The Omer Rabbi Yavu, Har Sinai was actually the name. The only reason it was called the Har Chorev was Shiyarda Churv Al Akum Alav. It's the opposite approach. So there was indeed much that was Choruv because of the fact that the Akum did not accept the Torah. The next piece that we had in the Mishnah is Minayin Shikoshrim Lashon Shazuhurit on the Sayyar Mishtaleyach, and then we bring the Posek Im Yuchato Echem Kashanim. Rashola Galbinus, it was part of the Seder Kapara, was the issue of Shanim. But why does it say Kishanim? I mean, it says Kasheleg. If it could say Kashanim, so does it say, Im Yuchat Echem Kashanim, Kishlagim Galbinu? I mean, want to talk about with the color of Shanim, Im Yuchat Echem Kashanim, Kasheleg Galbinu. If it's red as Shanim, then it'll be white as snow. But why is Shanim Lashon Rabin? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Im Yuchat Aichem Kashanim Alalu, Shesidurot Uvaot Misheshit Mei Bereshit V'ad Achshav, Kesheleg Yalbinu. Even if your Chataim are basically like the years of creation itself, they're givens. Nobody even considers them, no? It's the way life is, isn't it? Every generation has to go through its own chatoim, figure out what their parents did wrong, what their grandparents did wrong. It's the same garbage all the time. So you'll say, no, so it's the same thing. It's going on for thousands of years. Give up already. Kesheleg Yalbinu. Mesudr. It's all Mesudr. All set in place, right? I mean, it's standard stuff. Dorash Rav Amayidach Siv Lechuna V'nivakcha Yomar Hashem. What do you mean, first of all, Lechuna? Lechuna? I mean, you're inviting them into a discussion. So what do you mean, go? Come, is what you want to say. Not go. Come. And what do you mean, Yomar Hashem? What is the Yomar? What, is Hashem saying this or not? I mean, say, Amar Hashem. The Navi's trying to say over something to Bnei Yisrael. So what's he saying, Yomar Hashem? God has a tendency to say. What does that mean? So first of all, says the Gemara, Lechuna, it should say Bona. Yomar Hashem, Amar Hashem, Yibarele. Elamai, the pshat is like this. Liatid lavo, this is something that is referring to the Yom HaDin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to Klal Yisrael and say, you know, Lechuna etzel avotechem v'yochichu etchem. Well, I don't even know how to deal with you guys. It's hopeless. You go to those guys, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, maybe they could take care of you. I don't know. So Klal Yisrael says, what? We're going to go to them? You got to be kidding. Those guys don't even like us. It's a minelech. It's a Avram. When you told Avram, did he sit there and pray for us and say, oh, please save them? He say a word. He obviously doesn't care. Well, I'm going to go talk to a guy like that. No big case, rachamim aleinu. Yitzchak comes along, Esav, and starts complaining. So Yitzchak says to him, well, okay, if they make any problems and they're not right, then the brachas wipe out 6 million of them. What's the problem? I'm going to go to a guy like that. I'm going to talk to him. And he's going to help me. So he told Yosef, Esav, Ayakashir, Tarid, lo bikesh rachamim aleinu. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to Yaakov Avinu. What did he care? When you told him, Anokhi Eredim Cha Mitzrayim, Mitzrayimah, did he say, no, listen, save my children? Nothing. Okay, as long as it's all right, you'll be with me. We'll manage. The heck with the rest of them. And we're going to sit there and worry about him. Rashi says that the Eredim Cha is Merames to all of the Arba Golios, because it says, Al-Cha Gam Alo. It's much, we had this years in the Gemara. So that there was gonna, he knew already that there was gonna be a Golos, the same way that Avram Avinu was told that it was Ema, Hashecha, Gedela, Nefelas, Merames, all the Arba Golios. And he didn't say a word. It's a Minelet. So who are we supposed to go to? What do we should go to our forefathers? What do they care? Therefore, and now we return to the words of the Navi, Yomar Hashem, you say, we're not interested in going to anybody else. You want to be Mokhiach us, we'll take it. But we're certainly not going to have anybody in between. That's the case. Be, you were semech on me, imi yuchat eichem kashanim, tushelag yabino, which explains the rest of the positive, because I mean something strange happens. First the Kadosh Baruch Hu sounds awfully threatening. Bechuna v'nivakha and so on and so forth. Then now it's don't worry, it's okay. Don't worry, it's okay. But the Gemara's explanation is beautiful. First was a lechuna. Let somebody else handle it. I want to talk to you. Then Yomar Hashem, no, we insist. You should say. Then if that's the case, Im Yuchatoich That's just a remnant. Apparently, Kapora, this is the what is going to bring the Kapora to the Maisa Ego that starts this whole thing rolling. Shonim turning to Shelech. So that Sayra Mishtaleach, which is the Mokra, that Tikkun, is the place to put that Shonim. But it's not, of course, it's not.
Did they tie a Shonim?
Yeah. That's a different thing. That's a Simen. Avir was part of the actual throwing. As I mentioned to you, the Svasemes points out that the Shanim on the level of the Pshat in the Mishnah is indeed two parts. Shanim, Lashon, Rabim. Because part was connected to the stone and part was connected to the Rosh HaSoyer. So that it was part of the actual throwing of the Soyer. Omer Shuban Achmeni, Omer Yenison. My Vichsiv, Ki Ata Avinu. Only you are our father. Now, who is the you that they're referring to? Well, it says, Ki Abraham lo yadanu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Okay, so that takes out Avram from the picture, and it takes out Yaakov Avinu from the picture. And then it says, Ata Hashem Avinu. But, so who was the Ata Avinu in the beginning of the pasuk? Ata Hashem Avinu go'alinu me'olam shemecha. So what is this referring to? Li'atid lovo yomar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham. When it comes time now to Dan, the world. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, listen, it's been a lousy run. The simulation stinks. Banecha chatuli. They never did a good job. Amar afon avri, bonor shel olam yimachu HaKadosh HaShemecha. I guess you have to wipe them out. And bring a Kiddush Hashem to the world by showing that you're Dan the Rishayim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God, what the heck is wrong with this guy? Emelei LeYaakov, I'll go to Yaakov. He, at least that Tzar Gidel Bonim, he has a little bit of Rachamim in him, not like this guy, had an easy life. So Emily Yaakov, that way Tzadki Dalbon, after the boy Rachmi Alei, maybe he'll also ask me for some Rachmi. Amalei, Banech HaChatzel. He comes to Yaakov and says, it's been a lousy simulation. Amar Vanavri, Vanar Shal Alam, Yimachu HaKadoshat Shemecha. Wipe them out. Oi, faith. Lobis, happy time of the old men are half Aver bottle. Loba Dardika ate to the kids, Yaakov, I mean, Yaakov Avinu is just a kid, but he doesn't understand anything. Loba Dardika ate to, I'll go to Yitzhak, he's not too old and he's not too young, maybe he'll have something to say. Omalola Yitzhak, Banecha Chatumi. Omalola Fanav, Ribonashel Olam. What's this Banecha jazz, excuse me? What, all of a sudden they're mine? Banai, Velo Banecha. Very interesting, because when it was time for them to say Nasev and Ishmael, and you recognized how great they were, you were going around crowing to the whole world, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, and you were taking pride in them. You weren't saying, these are Yitzchak's sons, I seem to notice. And now they make you some trouble. Akshav B'nai V'lo B'necha. That's an awfully easy way out of this problem. And then this other thing you're saying, they sinned. How much could they possibly have sinned? I mean, the people's lives has enough time for sinning. I understand. Kamachatu. Let's make a little cheshbon over here. Kamash notav shel adam. What is this joke of a life that you give people here? 70 years. Let's take off the first 20, because you don't give an onesh in the Shemayim on the first 20. So we've got 50 years that you're worried about. Is that right? Okay. All right. So dollar streams and all that. Parshul chamshin. Now, 25 years out of that 50, it's too dark. I mean, it's nighttime. These guys are sleeping. They don't have kayach to sin. So 25 years, take that right off, okay? You're left with 25 years in which they're up. Now, in 25 years in which they're up, you got to take off half of that time, because between the time they daven, go to shul, come back, carpool, eat, bench, go to the bathroom. I mean, that takes up half of the rest of the time. So they're left with 12 and a half crummy years in a lifetime. If you dal tatis re'aplag the tzulu, you got davening, you got eating, you got sitting in the bathroom, you're left with 12 and a half lousy years. Now, if you think you can handle 12 and a half years, I mean, it doesn't sound very serious to me. If you think you can handle 12 and a half years per person, I think that's a good idea. If it's too much for you, we could split it. We could split it. Look, if you're going to really action Zacharna that it's too much even for you to handle half, I'll take the whole business on myself. It's also not a problem. Hakarivit nafshi kamach. Look, I was already marked with my nefesh for you, Amruvitsa. This is a minor issue for me. Patchu v'amru, and that explains the rest of the pasuk. Ki ata avinu, you are our father. And the rest of them ignore us. Amalam Yitzchak, so Yitzchak said, now wait a minute, let's not get carried away over here. Ad she'atem mikaltzim li, kilsu l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Well, you should really be praising as HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this whole silly thing. So, this is the ultimate Yitzchak of Yitzchak. This is his laughter, lasi lavo. So he shows them HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyad nasu einem lamom, immediately they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yomrim, ata Hashem avinu, do'aleinu mi'olam shemecha, all through the influence of Yitzchak. Omre b'chia barav, omre b'yochanan, the truth is, the gezeira of going down to Mitzrayim, normally when a person goes into Golos, he goes in irons. I mean, he doesn't go in beautiful, lovely trucks that are sent by Paro with all kinds of supplies. And that's not what one would have expected is the going down to Mitzrayim. It turns out the schus of Yaakov Avinu was gerim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachem, was Merachem on the seed. B'chavlei Adam means soft, like humans are. B'chavlei Adam em shechem, I will draw them. B'avtot avar, yes, with chains. What types of chains? Chains of love. ועבותות אהבה, ואהיה להם כמרימי עול עליכם. I will be like a farmer. It's interesting. Rashi says a good farmer, but he uses the word good, not a farmer who knows well how to farm, which would be called mumcha. He says ikar tov. So what's kind of ikar tov? It says this is pirish on the spot, not here. But an ikar tov has feelings for his animal. So when his shore is working, he lifts up the old, so it shouldn't bend down, it shouldn't be too hurtful. The Kodesh Baruch Hu lifts up the old from us. Merime ol, the at, and then I will pour out upon you a love, ochil. Ochil is a lashon to be able to tolerate something. This is where it comes from. People say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the keach to be seivel yisurin. You know, people say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send yisurin that you're not able to be yomid of. But that isn't really true. It's the at alav ochil. I will pour out for these people ochil, the ability to tell, the capacity to be able to absorb these yisurin. Well, why not? But anyway, shall we continue the Mishnah? Because Sabbat Josh was practicing all day, we don't want to disappoint.
Chavei Odom means chains made out of people.
No, but it means chains that are suitable for
right. In other words,
soft things.
Like, Yosef was your chain, in other words, like drew him down. Mm-hmm. In terms of Yaakov going to return, it's like Chavei Odom, it's like Yosef was.
No,
your
I mean,
chain.
That's, yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was the you were the draw. Chavei in the sense of the draw. The draw was love to be able to come down for that person, not chains. No, chains of your emotions. You emotionally change rather than chained in iron.
Yes. Zut the Heilige Mishnah.
How do you feel? That was great. That was just perfect. Hamotzi Eitzim. We're back to Hotzah. Amotzi Eitzim. Okay, you're carrying out wood. How much wood? Well, we already know, and in fact, Mar's going to ask. We already know because we had the raya from the soft reeds before. That it's kedel of asho beitza kala. Beitza kala refers to a egg of a chicken because it's easily cooked. Tavlin, and how much spice? Enough spice. Kedei l'tabel beit sakala. I mean, come on. What's life all about?
The beit sakala was an omelet?
No. Yes, that's true, but that's not what it means. Umitztarfim zeim ze, and different spices can be mitztaref for the shear, which is strange, because what good's a little bit of one and a little bit of the other? I mean, they don't taste the same. The Gemara is going to ask this. Klipei egozim, klipei rimonim. Isti, supua. Now these are all things that are used for dyeing, making a dye matter. So istis is actually called isatis. It's isatis tinctoris even today. The pua is called dyer's matter. Or they have various growths on fresh egos, which if you put into water, it makes the water dark. So enough of the material k'delik zbor ben beged katan. You should have enough to dye a small beged, which is piece vacha. Smallest beged is what is, we know the svacha is a hairnet. We've seen it many times before. But the piece vacha is the, around the top, there was a solid piece that the net came out of, and that they would color, and that would be enough to be machai of you a shir of hotzah. Rabbi Yehuda, Meraglayim, Neter, Borit, Kamulia Vashlag. Now these are all ingredients that were used for washing. We don't think very much of having old urine for washing, but actually it was all across the world the best way to get out stains. Stain remover. Heck, you don't want shout unless you have a kidney stone. So you use Meraglayim, or you can use nater, which is called natron, boris, some, Boris is very strange what Boris is. I mean, Boris is what's called sabon.
Boris.
That's, so that's the question whether we're talking about over your type of plant. There's various things that were used in this fashion, and because of the Shvius relationship that we'll see later on, it's got to be some type of plant, lechora. Although we'll see that there's a lot of problems with identifications here, because especially because of the kamuya. So the kamuya, which the Gemara is going to ask what that is, the ashlag, again, nowadays is used, I think, for potassium. What are the ashlag?
Potash.
No, that's shalgam, potash. Right. Kedei lechabes ashlagan. Kedei lechabes beget katan. So potash today is called ashlagan, and ashlagan is potassium.
Ashlagan is
potassium. Yeah. Potash is probably a potassium. It's a potassium compound. Also, kedei lechabes, that's enough to wash a beged katan. Again, the beged katan is the same beged katan, the piece of achat. Rabbi Yudah omer kedei laavir et haketem. The shear is enough to be used to remove the ketem, like we had back in Nidah. So that in order to remove blood and to be metayer the beged afterwards, you need to pass these particular ingredients over the ketem. That's the shear. I'm going to end here because the batteries are dying. I'm going to go in there.
Very small.